Welcome back to On the Record. I'm Ashley Stern.
And I'm Sheila Cast.
And I'm Melissa Gear.
On the Record has been a part of WYPR's weekday lineup for a little more than 9 years, and this is our program's final segment. I've co-hosted the show for the past year and done some work behind the scenes since it began, but Sheila and ex-producer Maureen Harvey, who happens to be here with us this morning, designed this show. Sheila, Maureen, how did it get started?
Well, WYPR sort of threw the pieces up in the air. Maureen and I were working on Midday, live Midday call-in show, and Tom Hall was hosting Maryland Morning, and the powers that be at that time thought it would make sense to have Tom do the Midday show, and as we know, he's very good at that. Mm-hmm. And
yeah, we flipped. Yeah, I was working on Midday, as was former producer Andrea Appleton, and we kind of really had free rein for the new half-hour show we were going to create. I think Andrea came up with the name. We got a logo from Lewis Umerlich, and we got a theme song made by another former YPR producer, John Ahrens. And 1 week, we ended a week on Friday doing Midday, and then boom, Monday On the Record started. And I think it was our preference that it be mostly taped, not live, because that gives you a little bit more flexibility. But we were excited to continue bringing local programming to listeners and to kind of, you know, keep a Maryland lens. Everything that we had, every topic that we did had either a Maryland guest or it was a Maryland topic. And that was kind of our North Star.
That was our brand.
Yeah.
For sure. That was our brand.
And still is our brand.
Mm-hmm.
And then, Melissa, you joined.
I did. I hadn't ever worked at a radio station before, but had dreamed of working at a radio station. And someone who used to work here told me that the position was open. And I just threw my hat in the ring. And I feel blessed. And I was a devoted WYPR listener. And so there was a little bit of, oh my God, I'm going to be working with this team of people and Sheila Cast. And then I remember one meeting where, Sheila, you walked in and you used some colorful language. And I was like, oh, this is going to be a piece of cake. this is going to be great. And then, you know, there's been wonderful things and there's been some oopsies
There have been some whoopsies moments.
Yeah, yeah.
I have no memory of any whoopsies.
Well, I remember when, during the pandemic, we stayed in the building for as long as possible. But I think at the end of June 2020, we did finally start working remotely. And I was in my old apartment and we were on Zoom for the first time and we didn't have a business account. We had the regular free version of Zoom. So there was a time limit on it. And we had our guest on the line. You know, we were chatting. I paused the recording so we wouldn't run out of time. We got levels. I think we, you know, went over the script a little bit and made sure we clarified a few things. And then we got ready to go. Boom, interview starts. We're rolling, we're going, we're chugging along. And we get to the outro and I look at the top of the screen and I realize that I never hit record.
I remember that.
Yeah. So we had just taped a 12-14 minute interview and we had nothing.
Oh my God.
And the guest was really gracious to stay and completely redo the entire interview. And it probably actually went a little smoother the second time. But the lesson I learned from that was just never stop rolling. You know,
record always.
Yeah. And we did get a business account then. So then I wasn't even worried about the time.
What about stellar moments, anybody? Anything stand out?
Okay, stellar, literally. YPR used to have a table near the bathroom in which all of the review copy books came in. And I was going to the bathroom one morning, randomly picked up a book, read the first couple paragraphs and said, wow, I think this is the kind of book I want to read. Read more of it and said, y'all, can I do an interview with this author? This is a really good book by a local author. And you were like, fine, sure. And so I believe that I was the first person to interview, at that point, Baltimore author Arkady Martine about her book, A Memory Called Empire, which went on to win the Hugo, was a finalist for Locus, for a Nebula, all sorts of science fiction awards. It was a huge, huge deal that year. And we had it first, thanks to an opportune bathroom break.
Great insight.
Well, and that's more of that experimentation. It's like, oh, sure, let's let someone else host a segment. You know, I feel like that happened a lot. And we also invited people from the community to do it once in a while, too.
What was a stellar moment for you, Melissa?
One thing that really stands out to me that I just, it's like, wow, this is a powerful thing that we do. When we did a piece about SquashWise, which is the squash organization, like bringing kids, teaching kids how to play squash.
Not eating squash.
Not eating squash. Thank you. Someone heard that segment and gave SquashWise, donated $10,000 because the head of SquashWise let us know afterwards.
I just got an email last week from a faithful listener who listened to the show, the interview that you put together, Melissa, with Lisa Summers about healing politics, about an effort by nurses to get nurses
training
involved
nurses. Yep.
in
yep.
running for office. And there's going to be a one-day campaign school for nurses that grows out of that because of what you put on the air.
Well, we put on
what
the air.
We put on
I
the
have
air.
That's the other thing. I really always have felt like this is a team effort. Even if, you know, whoever is behind the mic, you might be hearing their voice, but there are people behind the scenes doing it. Or if, you know, someone comes up with a great idea, but the way we talked about scripts and who we were going to book for things, Maureen is like the master booker.
Google sleuthing skills.
I have always appreciated that.
I want to ask each of you what it has meant to you personally to work on this show.
I mean, it's been such a privilege to have a job where you're expected to educate yourself on a city, on Baltimore. And so learning so much about Baltimore history and all of the different neighborhoods in Baltimore has been a gift, and that will serve me well for the rest of my life as a Baltimore resident.
For sure.
I think the other thing that will stay with me is that we had so many people on the show who were doing their best to make life in their community a little bit better. People who were preserving history, artists, people doing community cleanups or environmental work, advocates of all kinds, whose message was, you know, here's the work we're doing, and if you're interested, here's how you can get involved. So seeing all of these people working to make life better in the city, to bring people together and encourage them to take action, was really inspiring, and I think has shaped kind of a very positive outlook that I've had about people and their power to make an impact at the local level.
Ashley.
I love the ability to explore stories I didn't know about and then share that learning with listeners. I have, of course, loved the ability to collaborate with all of you, with Melissa, Sheila, with Maureen. Thank you so much for that. And finally, I've loved being on the radio. It's a childhood dream come true. And especially these last 3 years, as an out trans woman, being able to have my voice on the radio, it's meant so much. At this time, when less than a third of Americans say they even know a trans person, and as the Trump administration is working to demonize trans folks and take our rights away, being able to talk to listeners as myself with my voice, it's meant so much to me.
And it's meant so much to us to work with you and to have that voice as part of On the Record. It means a lot. It means a lot to a lot of people, but it really means a lot to us.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Melissa.
I guess I didn't realize before I started working on this show how insatiable my curiosity is. I have been able to follow my curiosity to make shows and put them on the air. But the best part of that to me is that there is the magic of radio that you get to bring someone and put them in front of a microphone, and they get to say in their words and in their voice what matters to them. And I think it's really, really powerful. And it has been an absolute honor. And I have taken that responsibility really seriously. And I'm so thankful for the opportunity.
I don't know what to add because I've reacted to almost everything y'all said about the privilege of getting paid to dive into a topic that you might not know much about and learn enough about it to at least ask people who do know about it and to try to make sense of their answers is like the best job ever. And to get some feedback for it and to work with wonderful people while you're doing it. Maureen, thanks for coming in. Thanks for being with us again.
Thanks for having me.
And as Maureen mentioned, Andrea Appleton was one of the first producers of On the Record, and Sam Burmistaz worked with us before he went to Midday. And I also want to thank Lisa Morgan for recording this session. One of the questions that we ask all the time on this show is, what's next? I just want to say for me, what's next is I'm not going anywhere. I hope to make a podcast maybe about Maryland's 250th anniversary, the celebration of the Declaration of Independence. I still want to do this work, and I still want to be able to say, so glad to be with you.
We've all been glad to be with you. Thank you so much for listening to On the Record. We would love to hear your favorite On the Record memories. You can let us know at ontherecord@wypr.org. This has been On the Record. I'm Ashley Sterner.
I'm Sheila Cast.
And I'm Melissa Gear.
Bye, all.
Bye.
Bye.